Paul Macon with you from the Croc Pit. And we've had an announcement here this morning. Leichhardt MP Warren Inch was down here, also with representatives of Cairns AFL as well, and local Crocs people, people like the President, Barry Lee, were here, and the Vice President, of course, Dave Evans. And the announcement being that a white picket fence will be erected around the football club oval here, but not just a white picket fence, any old white picket fence, because as you can imagine, a wooden picket fence, a lot of maintenance in that, a lot of painting and all of that. What they've come up with is a white picket fence made of recyclable plastic. So plastic that would otherwise end up in landfill or out in the ocean, made into this white picket fence. What a great idea. I mean, they can do it these days, so it's fantastic. And that's what Warren Inch was here to announce.
To me, a white picket fence is like a frame around a beautiful piece of artwork. And what you have here, you have the artwork is the actual beautifully manicured grounds, all the work that's been done with it, including all of it. Look at the great infrastructure they got here in their clubhouse with their and their viewing areas. If you have a look over there, the beautiful fig trees, and you have those lawn areas where people can sit down and picnic and enjoy. To me, suddenly having that framed within a white picket fence really just completes the picture. And to me, that completes the picture. And so, I'm very excited about it. There's just something special about it. I have been, for 22 years, I've been driving, for 23 years, I've been driving past that oval, that cricket oval there just before the Canberra airport. And every time I've looked at that, I've said, I want one of those. Now, where am I going to put it? I really want one of those. Being a little bit selfish here, but, you know, I want. It's taken me for a little while, and really the penny dropped when I came up here with these guys to announce that we're putting in the electronic scoreboards. And I thought at that stage, this is where it's got to go. I looked at an old rusting metal fence there that really didn't add any character to the place, and that's when I started talking to these guys. I understand their reluctance for having a wooden one, because I don't know whether I'd be able to spend every other weekend here with a brush and paint doing it. And so I understood that. But as soon as we realised that we are going to do something that will benefit the reef, will benefit our region, by capturing literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of discarded plastic bottles, compressing that into a product that can go up there and will last for decades and decades and decades, and really, it'll be like turning the lights on here, even in the daylight, because it'll be flashing. It's somewhere to go, and people will come here like bees to honey. It'll be a great thing for the club. People will be wanting to come here to experience the feel of the club and the games here. What do you have then? You're going to have people will come up here. This is our must-do list. We must go out to the reef. We must go up to the Daintree Rainforest. We'll go to the Gorge community and have a look at what they're doing there. But heaven forbid if we dare to leave here without going out and experiencing the white picket fence experience out here at Port Douglas's AFL. It'll be a must do, mate. It'll be a bucket list item for so many people, particularly those from the south that have AFL as their religion.
And from an AFL Cairns perspective, we want to have boutique grounds that make our competition a little bit different, because Ailes is one thing. It serves a purpose. It's a significant regional football ground. Here is a boutique ground, and this is going to not just make it look more beautiful, but it's also going to make it much safer. We've got an old dilapidated fence there that could cause problems for people. That needs to go. This is a great opportunity to make this one of the prettiest football cricket grounds in all of Queensland. It'll be up there with the Allan Border Fields and a couple of others. But in North Queensland, there won't be anything like it.
So you said that there just needs to be contracts signed off on and we can get started. So how soon are we going to see this fence?
Well, the election finishes on Saturday. I would probably guess that it will take a week or two for government to reconvene and form, which means the bureaucracy actually start back. We go out of caretaker mode. And already, you know, it's in the process. It's just a matter of then reaching out for the club. The club's aware of it. and they just sign, as we've done before, as we did when we did the electronic signs here a couple of years ago. It's exactly the same. The money has been allocated from a program that has been absolutely fully funded. It's been signed off by ministers prior to the caretaker period. The clubs have been announced, have been advised that they've been successful in their application. And so it's just a matter of process. I would say to you that there is no reason why we can't be looking at the end of the year, by the end of the year, enjoying a beautiful picket fence at the Douglas Oval.
So, Barry, can we hear a little from you what this means for the Crocs?
Oh, look, I just want to endorse Warren and Gary's views there. It's going to be the frame to put around a beautiful bit of canvas out there, as Warren mentioned. And, you know, it's been a long time happening. I think it's been about 3 years or so. Terrific. It's a win-win for everybody, the environment, the community. We got to know the Crocs. If you support the community, the community will support you, and we might even start charging people to come in on a non-football day as well. Perhaps to create jobs for people.
And the other thing is as well, we've got a lot of signs around the current fences there at the moment, and I know that one hand-painted by Ernie Baxter is quite special to the club. Will we see some preservation of those signs?
I would hope so. I mean, that sign that you see of Ernie Baxter represents the Port Douglas Football Club, Eat 'em Alive, and that's a permanent fixture there. It's certainly in dire need of a bit of paint, but we've got our 30th anniversary coming up very shortly, and that will again be another nice bit of canvas.
Did you ever think in your wildest dreams you'd have a genuine white picket fence here at Croc Pit?
Yes. I know once Warren puts his heart and mind to it, things happen. Things occur. He's the go-to person when you want action, and you keep your support behind Warren, and he will support you.
I think political advertising. I don't know whether I've just breached that.
Oh no, it's that wasn't a.
It's not a paid political announcement.
No, it's not. No, it's not.